Everybody, Adam at Flash Building here, and I'm going to be releasing my two-tier drop-down menu code. Let me show you here. There it is. When you go over a menu item that you want to give another drop-down on, like that, you can easily code that in, and I show you how. And I'm going to release the source code so everybody can get to it. The source code is made very basic, and it works in all browsers, Firefox, Internet Explorer, Chrome, Safari, all the major browsers anyway. I've tested in all of them, and there's no problems with it. It works really nice, and it's really simple to understand and adapt for your needs. Change the colors of it, the styles, and what we did was we modeled it off of YouTube's pull-down menu here. So you can see it looks very similar. My text is just a little different. And we added the functionality of a two-tier drop-down, a second tier. A second tier menu, that's what that is. Now let's discuss the code. Yeah, let's close all tabs. Okay, so in the HTML part of the file, which we're using a link to a style sheet, so you won't find the styles directly in the HTML, we're doing it smart way and linking to an external style sheet where all the styles are defined. And it's important to have your doc type claimed you want to use this menu. I noticed if you remove the doc type, the menu doesn't work. In some browsers it doesn't work. So you want to make sure you have your doc type claimed. Okay, as transitional. So in the body section, what we have here is a table. And the table is holding, let's go ahead and split the view. This table is holding everything. And you can see here all of these little boxes. You see how these links don't have the boxes? That's because they don't render a drop-down menu. The company, divisions, and legal, all three render a drop-down menu. Company and legal render a second tier. So let's look at the code again. So here we have the menu. Let me just show you those last two buttons first. There's privacy and contact. You can notice that they're just standard link sitting in a standard table column. And here we have another table column. Let's start at the top. In the table, the first table column, in the first row, there's only one row in this table. In the first table column, there is the div tag. And the div tag is the main container called DC. Now in this main container, you have, first you put the link, and then you put a span. In between the span is where you would put everything that you want to drop down. And that's how we have it set up. See, you have subcategory 1, and what I did, as opposed to the one tier drop down menu, which is a little more simple, all we did was add another div here called the DC underscore tier 2, and we put that on this subcategory. I don't know why that's spelled like that. Subcategory 2. So subcategory 2 renders a pull down. Another pull down, a second tier. And that's in between a span that's inside of div class DC tier 2. And in that span is where you have all the items that you want to come down in your second tier. And really, it's that simple. And then you can see for the company pull down, drop down, here's subcategory 3 and 4. So here's subcategory 1, subcategory 2, subcategory 3, and subcategory 4. You'll notice subcategory 2 is a little different from 1, 3, and 4. It has a div around it, and it also has a span inside of that div which renders out the second tier. Okay, now let's take a look at our style.css sheet, which is connected to our HTML file. Now, in the top section, lines 1 through 22 there, in between, you'll see DC, and that stands for drop content. And I labeled it drop content main container characteristics. So this is sets the main the characteristics for the main look of the drop down. The background it has, how wide it is, where it is. You can adjust where it is right there, what it looks like right here. And these you don't want to mess with unless you really want a background color. But the z-index, just leave it like it is, and that z-index, leave that just like it is. Leave your position relative, so you really don't have to mess with that. This is where you would define kind of what it looks like. And then down here is the span div, and this is the drop menu buttons characteristics, the way the buttons look that are in the drop downs. And the next one, and this is what it looks like in regular mode, and when they put their mouse over it, you can see I turn it white, and you know, you can mess with those characteristics here. But when they hover over it, and this is just in its regular mode, the button in its regular mode, this is the button in hover mode right here, and that's where you can change that stuff. And the tier 2 characteristics are here. Now the tier 2 characteristics are, I just made it look just like the first menu because I really didn't want a difference in looks. Really shouldn't have a difference in looks, but if you want, you can have it look different from the first tier. Maybe have it all different colors, but that's where you can manipulate all this stuff, where it is, what it looks like, and such. Okay, so now down here at the bottom, this is really not necessary for the whole thing, but this is where you can place the styling for your, the way your links look, the way your text looks, the way your links act. If they hover, if they underline on hover, or if they're always underlined, you can change that stuff here, and that's really simple standard stuff. And Dreamweaver will show you, if you're in Dreamweaver, it'll show you options if you just press space right there. See? Shows you all the little options you can use. Put that back. Okay, and that's everything. So that winds up giving you this. See? The two tier. That's the second tier right here. Like I said, you can make that different colors. It can be wider. You can have more padding. Your whole, all your menu buttons, all of these could have more padding. You can add padding, different colors, position. You can make it come right off of the end of the word there instead of offset, like I have mine set to the left a little bit, so it's not coming off right directly from the C, but you can make it come directly like a 90 degree angle with that C right there, and as well as all the rest that are pull downs. So that's how easy it is, and this works in all major browsers, so don't worry about it not working in one of them, because I've tested in all of them. All the new major browsers, anyway, that most people are using online. Okay, so I'll put this source code up at develop.php, and it's going to be living right here. You click the CSS course, right under Pure CSS drop-down menus made easy, it's going to be Pure CSS drop-down menus made easy two tiers. Or maybe drop-down two tiers menus made easy, whatever. You'll see it right under that one. Okay, see you next lesson.